die Mesechte nieder, das war beginnt mit Mishnah, Shammai Oymar, Shammai says, that kol ha-noshim dayin shosim. All ladies, when they see the dam nidor, so they're only tomei at that time. Dayin shosim means at the time when they first see the dam, they're only tomei from then on. But we do not say if they touch a tyrus, they were working with truma tyrus before, we do not say the tyrus that they touched are tomei from before. But rather we say no, the dam only first came out right now, which is only tomei from now onwards. That's called dayin shosim. However, Hillel Leiner, Hillel says no, mipkida lipkida, that she's only tor from the last bedika she made. In other words, let's say she made a bedika in the morning, and she saw she was tor, and then at night time she saw dam, so she's tamei not only from then on, but all the time from before, from the morning after a bedika, according to Hillel, we're afraid, maybe see, as soon as you finish making that tzedikah, right afterwards the dam started to come out. That's a chumra midrabbanim, that he holds with kid l'pkida, she's tumming all the way back until the last tzedikah that she made, that she knows for sure she was Torah. Even though it's a long time, she only made that tzedikah 2 or 3 days ago. If she sees dam today, so according to Beis Hillel, all the tyrants that she worked with the last 3 days, up until she made the last tzedikah, Tomei. Minasofe, they remain Tomei. V'chacham mar nechom say, though, loike divri zev, loike divri zev. Chom say, no, not like Shammai, and not like Hillel. But rather, elo the klalakor and the chom is, that me'eis le'eis, ma'me'etes, al-yad, mefkida le'pkida. Meaning to say that, let's say the last b'dikah she made was 3 days ago, and she was tor then, and now 3 days later she sees dam. So according to Chomim, she did not become Tomei all these 3 days before, but rather not more than Meis Leis. The most that the Tumah goes back is only 24 hours. That's called Meis Leis, the Mametis takes away from the length of that last Bedikah, if it was more than a day. And the opposite way, Omevkida Lubkida Mametis Al Yad Meis Leis. Meaning to say, let's say the last Bedikah she made was 10 hours ago. So, and then she was Tor. So now, if she sees dam 10 hours later, we do not say that she's coming all the way back for the last 24 hours, but rather only from the last tadika. So that means, according to Chomim, she cannot be tamil mafreya backwards more than 24 hours, but the least it could be is from the time the last tadika, as close as it was, to the time now that she sees the dam. Let's see Rashi. Rashi said like this. Rashi says, Shammai oimer kol ha-noshim dayin shosin. Means imroso dam, if a lady sees dam nidam, is dailonu tetama truma tyrus, shetigodem mishas riyavelech. It's enough to say that now after she sees the dam, any tyrus or truma that she touches from now on becomes tamay until she becomes tor. For loyer minna, I do not say that kihecho dahashtesh takas dam abeis achitzim, just like right now she sees dam coming out from beis achitzim, the outside makam over there. Is the heavy bought kanam in the kamyach? I do not say if she would have made a bedika before this heavy shtakach, she would have also found dam inside her, and we just rather the hakam didn't fall out, because maybe the koisle beserek and maybe doom, like the walls of the womb, outside the womb, which that dam, as soon as it leaves the womb, it makes a tamei, but still inside the canal there, maybe the dam was there a day ago. And the kaimelon we hold, like we'll have later, the perigates edifin, that kol ha-noshim etamim v'reis achitzim, even though the dam is still inside the body, but as long as it left the womb, left the makor, she becomes tamei. Sastach Chiddush Shammai says, no, we're not afraid of this. And rather we say that when she sees dam, she's only tamei from now on, and we do not say maybe the dam really came out before, and if you touched Tyrus an hour ago, they should become tamei. No, according to Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara, they say hemed isha cheskosem, that she was the cheskos Tyra before, and therefore we only have the reyes, and now when she sees the dam, she says, only tomei dayin shosin from now onwards, and not from before. However, Hillel says, mefkida lekida, that means bot ka'atzma b'yechud b'shabbos, that's if she checked herself Sunday. Or mitzvah Torah, she checked herself in the makor and didn't find any dam there, so she said she was Torah. Or liyom revi, on Wednesday first, bot ka'na, she checks herself again, or mitzvah tamei, she finds she has tamei, she has dam there. According to Hillel, Chayshinu were afraid, Umetamo misafik, and minasafik we say, is tamei kol ha-tarish nesaskim behem, all the tarish that she was leisikim, mishas bedikam, echad mishamas from Sunday onwards. Because we have to be afraid, even though she checked herself on Sunday, and she saw she has no dam, but we have to be afraid, the Shema may be in Siluk Yodeh Rosa, when she finished her bedika, right after that she started to see dam. I, why didn't it all come out? Why just today on Wednesday? The Kaisle Beisa Rechamemidu and the walls of the womb, like outside the womb, maybe that held it in there. So that Hillel's Chumra, that Midrabbana, we have to be machmir this thing all the way back until we know for sure she was tor, then Midrasafik she's coming. The Nafkamino is the tyrus that she touched in between were also like with the Safik Tuma. And the Fidul Yamim Harbe, then Badika Rishon Lishnu, we just said, even though it was 4 days in between, still should be coming all those 4 days backwards. However, the Chum is saying, like Kedivri, there Rashi says, because they're machmir too much, Hillel. And not like Shammai that make it too much. Rather, they have this middle Haggadah that it can't be more than 24 hours, but it could be less if the last Bedikah was closer than 24 hours. That's called Elamayes Leitha Metavadei Metchidah Kidah, then Shemyesh Yomim Harbei. If there's a lot of days between one Bedikah and the next Bedikah, she is now Tomei Lamafreya backwards more than 24 hours. So that's the Chom Shita. Can it be more than 24 hours back? And it could be less if she made a bedikah within those last 24 hours. Like the time she made the last bedikah and she saw she's torn, from then on she would be, from then on she's only tamei, and not before. Then the Mishnah says that called Isha Shiesh Levesis, any Isha that has Levesis means a set time that she sees her dam. In other words, the Rashi says that she saw already three times the exact same time. Rashi says, Kovo Gimel Tomin, that let's say the last 3 months she saw on the third day of the month, and now it came the third day of the next month, she was bodik herself on Gimel of the Chodesh, exactly the same time every time, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and she found that she was tamei. See, everybody would agree, even Himmler would agree in such a case, that the Lacha is Dayan Shosa, that she's only tamei from now onwards, and not from before. Since she has a vest kavua, and we say the orech, like the dam, comes at its right time, says first better to come now and not from before. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be the hameshameshes beidim? Let's say an isha checks herself. She's burning herself before she has tashmish, before she lives with her husband. She's burning herself with a cloth before tashmish and liyacha tashmish. That's called hameshameshes beidim with two times. So loch was a reizu kipkida, that's also considered like she made a bedika. And therefore, let's say she had tashmish at night, and she checked herself both before and afterwards, and she saw she was tor, and then in the morning she sees dam. So loch was, she's only tamil mafrei, even according to Hillel, only until the night's bedika. That's called, umashemeshes vedem reizu kipkida, umamates ayad meis leis, meaning to say she does not become tamei before 24 hours, but rather only up until that last bedika she made after the tashmish, and we'll see in the Gemara that's the chiddush, and this is also called the bedika. Maybe it's only a fast one, she doesn't check so well. Kamash don't know, it's called the good bedika, and that's also in the mind, ayad mi'ez leis. And who adin, the ayad mefkidu lepkidu. And let's say the last bedika she made was 2 days ago, and now she made the bedika tonight, and she found she was tamei. So if they were Mishamash last night and she made the Bedikah after the Tashmish, that Bedikah also helps to stop it, to say it does not go back, let's say according to Hillel Shita, that it goes all the way back to the last Bedikah, but this Bedikah in between it of after Tashmish is also considered like a Bedikah. Now the Mishnah says, Kate said the Dayashosa, what's the locha of Dayashosa means the case of Isha has a Vesas. She has a time Kavu and the Dam is supposed to come. So the dam comes at that time, we say she's only tummy from then on, and not before, even according to Hillel. So what's the case? Hoysa yoshevas b'mita. Let's say she was sitting on a bed, and v'yasuka v'tyrus. She was working with Tyrus, she was cleaning truma, cleaning kochim, upirsha. And then she stopped touching the Tyrus, and she got up from the bed. She went away from the bed, and now v'rosa, and now she saw dam. So Lachar is announced a vest to see, did the time exactly when to see it. So Loch is he Tamei, she is Tamei from now on. She has a din neither on it. She's Tamei for 7 days until she goes to the mikvah. Midiraisa. Fehein Tahiros. But the mita, the dead, and the tyrus that she was touching before, they remain tor. Why? Because since she's died, since she has the vest, we say the dam only came from now and not from before. Now, Alpha P Shom, even those that were said, Metama Mies Leis, Eina Meneya Ela Mishor Sharosa. Even though there's a Chumra according to Hillel, according to Chachamim, that when she sees dam now when Ishida does not have a vest, with Shasi's Tamil Mafreya goes backwards and now a day before, all the tyrus she touched in between are Tamei, that's only Lukhurma to Matama the tyrus. But she herself, when does she start counting her din nida? Or when does she start counting her veses? That's Pshita in a Menei Ela Mishra Sharosa. She only counts in the time right now that she sees. From now onwards, it's considered she's a nida midiraisa. But Avada not from before. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Shammai. What's the reason of Shammai that he says, Kol ha-noshim adayin shosan, that when they see their dam, they're only tummy from then on and not from before? So Gemara says, Pshita, Ksova Shammai holds that hemod isha achaskosa. Let's leave the isha on the chazoka becheskas the way she was before, before she saw this dam. The isha becheskas toiru oimedes. Once the isha went to the mikvah, she becomes tor from the first tumbah. She's tor, she has a cheskas tyra now that she stays tor until she sees dam again. So when she sees the dam, that's the reyesa that makes a tummy. But before that, if we have a suffix, whether she saw before or not, whether the dam was in the kaisle beis rechem or not, when our suffix we say she was tor, we'll leave her the cheskas tyra. Rashi says, Hemri shachaskoso, shere misofik ato bol the tomos, that's only from a doubt. With a doubt, you want to say she's tummy. Linyan Tyrus the Kodim Ria Sofak Heavy Ladam Mikodim Lachain Sofak Lehevi. We have a doubt really whether the Dam was there in the Kaisle Besarecha before or not. Hilkach, therefore, Hamad Isha Chaskosoi, leave the Isha Shahoisa Kodim the way she was before she saw this Dam. And at the time when she was Isaac of the Tyrus, to say just like then she was Tor, so Mistama she's still Tor. That's called Hamad Isha Al Chaskosoi. Now the Hilum, Hilum says not like that. When do I say leave something on its chazaka? If you see something change now, and I don't know when, I say it changes as late as possible. But in between, it was the same way it was before. When do I say that? When there's no race, there's nothing dead, we don't see a dead sign from her body. But this is